Let's go to our next guest. And he is, one of the spokesmen, I would say, for Sophia Institute Press, War and Peace and Anthology, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, and the director of the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society of Canada. Are you going to be around when the Pope comes to visit you guys?
Yeah, John, I think he wants to come over to my house for coffee, and we'll do that, and then I'll make a return. I'm going to come to the United States as an ambassador in July, and I'll share some highlights from the visit with everyone.
Now, where is he visiting Canada when he's there the 24th?
Yeah, he'll crisscross all over Canada because it's such a big country. And I know he wants to spend some time with our Indigenous people. Again, there's this whole movement of reconciliation. And, naturally he'll come to the bigger cities. Of course, the big venues there to have the big gatherings. But, I think at the end of the day, we're happy to have the Pope visiting our country once again. So John Paul II came a few times. And it's nice to see, Pope Francis come to visit us. So we're excited about it.
And where are you in Canada?
I'm 2 hours north of Toronto, which, of course, everyone knows the famous hockey teams, baseball teams. So the big city of Toronto, I'm 2 hours north. I live in a sleepy village called Midland, where the Martyr Shrine is, where St. John de Brebeuf, St. Isaac Joke came. They actually played in my backyard. So
wow.
I'm on holy ground.
My goodness. How did you get introduced to Archbishop Fulton Sheen?
It was a God incident. We were dropping one of our daughters off to a small Catholic college. There in the library, they had a box of free books. My wife saw the book, the sign, free books. And, of course, she grabbed what she could, and she picked up a book by Fulton Sheen, his 1949 classic, Peace of Soul. And I was 48 years old when I read my first Bishop Sheen book, and I was hooked ever since. So it was a fluke, but nothing's a fluke with God. And she read the book to me as we drove home, and from that moment on, I just started to read and fall in love with Sheen's wisdom. And, of course, I've been on radio up in Canada since 1998, and so I just went to my local station and said, can we put Fulton Sheen's recordings back on the air? And we've been running a show since 2012 now, featuring Fulton Sheen's talks. So, again, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I mean, part of a nonprofit as you lead in the society here is pretty big. The Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society of Canada. Is there anything you haven't heard of the guy? I mean, anything at all? Do you ever sit back and think, well, I haven't heard this talk, or I haven't heard him say this, or read this?
Well, I think what it is that, I can say, oh, I've read that book five times.
Yeah.
But every time I read it, there's something new. And it's the same with Scripture. I think sometimes we've read the Bible how many times? Yet we open the pages up and it's new, it's fresh. And I think this is what Fulton Sheen does. And, these talks that he gave in the 40s on the war, we're reading them now and saying, he's talking in the year 2022. I mean, this is so true. And I know, John, that's always been your line. You always say about Archbishop Fulton Sheen, you go, I read his book. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. And so these, again, books from the war, the Second World War specifically, I tell you, I'm learning, again, the whole philosophy of war, how to achieve peace. These were his homilies or his Catholic hour reflections that he gave every week. And America, of course, was looking for some timely wisdom. And Fulton Sheen got behind the microphone every week and gave these addresses. And so we've compiled them together into this anthology. And I tell you, it's like having a good pastor give you a series of talks, putting on lectures, and giving you a little retreat at the same time. So we are blessed.
Tell me about his book that's featured in this anthology, The Philosophies of War.
Okay. That was a book from 1943. And he breaks down, he kind of explains what war and revolution is. He talks about the things we're fighting for and fighting against. There's a chapter there called The Barnacles on the Ship of Democracy. And, these are like, the barnacles of relativism, materialism. These are all things that attach to society that slow us down in our progress. We're on this like I say, vessel trying to get to heaven. And again, we pick up these things that slow us down. And Fulton Sheen, as a good pastor, just reminds us, you know, here are the things that are keeping us away from God and his mission. Let's try to root these out. And but what I love, he talks about whose side are we on. You know, we all say, oh, God, please be on my side, please be on my side. But how often do we ask ourselves, are we on God's side? Are we working for him, you know? Mm. Are we following his plan? And so very sobering language, but so true. We all want God to hear our prayer, but, you know, are we really following his laws? Are we, you know, following the moral law? Because that's where we got away from that, and that's why we have war. So, again, he understands the philosophies at war, and he shares them with us as good students that hopefully will listen and act on what he's saying.
He also has the seven pillars of peace. Do you have one?
Well, the pillar of goodwill. You know, I think of, you know, are we kind anymore? Like, I really think we've gotten selfish, maybe. I don't know if that's the word to use. It's all about me, 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 and my little world. And but, you know, our Lord came to men of goodwill, you know, when he arrived, and the shepherds came to Bethlehem to adore him, and, of course, the wise men. It was this message of goodwill to all men. But, again, this idea of the pillar of goodwill, kindness goes a long way. It really does. And, you know, naturally, he gives the pillars of morality and, of course, the family and freedom and other pillars that he talks about in the book. But that pillar of goodwill, I think, is very important.
Yeah, I think so, too. In fact, here's a word that we have heard quite a bit the last couple of years. He says, what is ruining our culture, sickening our culture, is sin. What's the cure, he says, for this, quote, pandemic of sin?
Well, I think it's this whole turning back to the moral law. I think this is Fulton Sheen's message, not just in the 40s, but when he arrived on the scene in the late 20s. Mm. He just kept reminding us we're getting away from God's moral law. And we just have to open our Bibles and see what God did with the nation of Israel. War is a judgment from God. Sometimes he's a good father that wants to discipline his children, and he'll use different principalities and powers to do that. But I think at the end of the day, it's because we've gone away from the moral law, the moral code, you know, living our faith, that we're in this trouble. And I think that's just the gentle reminder that Fulton Sheen gives in all of these talks contained in this anthology.
Yeah. In fact, you guys say the future of America's freedom and restoration as a constitutional republic depend on our decision now to trust in God and to bring ourselves to him, as you said here. This is a powerful, you know, what Archbishop Fulton Sheen brought to our culture, brought to our world. I don't know if it'll ever be replicated in the way he said it as well. I mean, a lot of the things he said, of course, the church has taught for so many years, but the analogies and the stories that he had and gave, and just his charisma and captivating, you know, people in front of their TV screens on Sunday nights. I still know people that were huddled around their TVs as children watching Archbishop Fulton Sheen. They weren't even Catholic. I mean, he spoke to the heart. And I think, is there a plea you got? You got to, Al. Anyone that hasn't read him or invite him into their life.
Right. And I think you just Google him on YouTube and you'll start to see his videos and just the magnificence of his oratory skills, how he captivates the audience. And as you said earlier, he reached out to Jews, Protestants, and Catholics. And again, he's talking to our souls, and we all have a soul. And he just reminds us that we also have a conscience. And he pricks our conscience in a very loving way. And so that's the gift of Fulton Sheen, always trying to bring souls to Christ.
Al Smith, what's your website?
Our website is bishopsheentoday.com, because we need Bishop Sheen today.
Yes.
And, of course, the good folks at Sophia Institute Press, again, they have 9 Fulton Sheen books now in the lineup. And so their website, sophiainstitute.com, and they're actually giving a 25% discount to all of our listeners when you use the promo code SHEEN25 Sheen25 when you buy two books from them. So, again, a great way to save some money in the summer for your summer reading, especially. But this book, War and Peace, 40 Reflections from Archbishop Sheen, and I think they'll really touch people's lives.
Al Smith, everyone. Al, you're always welcome on the show. God bless you, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, John.
All right. That's Al Smith, everyone, founder, director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada, SophiaInstitute.com. Again, two Archbishop Sheen books with the promo code Sheen25, and you will get 25% off there. This one specifically, War and Peace. And I haven't read this one, this anthology. A couple of those books I have heard kind of turned into talks, but it's good. I mean, he's good for the soul, friends. He really is. Archbishop Fulton Sheen.